Things in life just aren't fair sometimes. And we look at those injustices and wonder, God, why did you let this happen? How long will you let it go on? Turns out, we wouldn't be the first person to have asked God those questions. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program today as we kick off a new series of messages called How Long, O Lord, How Long? And do stick with me because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our newest life application booklet that I'd love to send you to help you grow and flourish during the difficult times in your life. It's called When Will God Finally Show Up? Have you ever been in a place, a tight spot, a difficult spot? Things aren't going right. Things just aren't fair. It's ugly. It's painful. It's uncomfortable. And you think to yourself, God, what is going on here? What are you doing? Why are you letting this happen? This is so unfair. Kind of an odd question, isn't it? Because chances are we've all been in that place. Sometimes it seems like God lets things go on forever. Things that just aren't right. Things that are so unfair. And it's easy for you and me to start thinking, well, God, why do you let this go on? I mean, you could step in any time and act. You can end injustice. You can end pain. You can do whatever you like. I come and ask you day after day. I pour my heart out to you. You're supposed to be the God of love and justice, aren't you? Isn't that the whole point? Isn't that who you are? Today we're kicking off a series called How Long, O Lord, How Long? Something we're going to be talking about over the next couple of weeks. How long, O Lord, how long? And it turns out you and I aren't the first ones to ask God that question. If we think back to our past, you to yours, me to mine, we think back to times where injustice has plagued our lives. For me, it was a time of betrayal, deep betrayal, and it seemed to me at the time that those people who betrayed me also came out on top. Not only had they been dishonest, not only had they done things that they just should never have done, they stripped me of much of my dignity and my worth. It was a time in my life where I often went to God, sometimes, in fact, often through tears and in deep pain. And I had two questions to ask God. Why? And how long? How long, God, can this go on? What about you? What do you see in your past, maybe even in your present, maybe even as you look forward to the future such as it is? What do you see that causes you to ask those questions? God, why? And how long? I'm always so conscious when I sit here and share things with you that, well, you might be listening to this program in a place that's safe, perhaps uncomfortable, perhaps not quite where you'd like to be right now, but in the scheme of things, pretty safe. And yet the next person, that person could literally be in an incredibly dangerous place, in a refugee camp where children are dying of AIDS, in a jungle fleeing from soldiers or rebel fighters, in a village. Should I stay? Should I go? For every person that's sitting today listening to this program in the relatively wealthy, relatively safe comfort of a middle-class home in a country like Australia or England or the US, for every one of those, there are thousands, tens of thousands, listening in their places of poverty and injustice, war and oppression. That's the reality. So when we talk about those questions, why and how long, O Lord, for many, many people listening today, these are questions which are matters of life and death. And that's why we're going on a journey these next few weeks on the program, a journey to discover what God is up to when we ask those questions of Him. Because when we're in that place where we cry out, God, why? And how long? When we're in that place, we feel incredibly alone. But it turns out we're not. I want to introduce you today to a man, Habakkuk. He's an Old Testament prophet who was exactly in that place. In fact, we're going to be looking at the discussion that he had with God from that very place today, this week, next week on the program. As I've sat and read this conversation, this ping-pong match between Habakkuk and God, I've been really amazed at these two things. Firstly, how Habakkuk learned and grew and found himself in a completely different frame of mind as a result of his discussion with God. And secondly, how amazing God's plans were, how big and sweeping and surprising his plans were compared to Habakkuk's narrow, human perspective. Today I just want to share with you the cry of Habakkuk's heart. This is just one man crying out to God. Have a listen. You can read it for yourself in Habakkuk in the Old Testament, chapter 1, beginning at verses 1 to 4. This is what it says, the oracle that the prophet Habakkuk saw. O Lord, how long shall I cry out for help, and you will not listen, or cry to you violence, and you will not save? Why do you make me see wrongdoing and look at trouble? Destruction and violence are before me. Strife and contention arise. So the law becomes slack and justice never prevails. The wicked surround the righteous. Judgment comes forth perverted. This oracle of the prophet literally means an utterance, a burden, a load on his heart. Habakkuk comes before God with a heavy heart to ask God some serious questions. He's pouring out the burden of his heart. What burden? Well, God, you haven't answered my prayer. How long will I cry out to you for help? Where are you? What are you doing? Look at what's going on here. I've been telling you about this violence, crying out to you, and you don't say anything. Wrongdoing, trouble, destruction, violence, strife, contention. This is all the stuff that was going on in the nation of Israel back when Habakkuk was writing in the late 7th century BC. God's people, God's own people were doing this stuff. And the one thing that was meant to prevent this, God's law, God's justice, even that's become slack and blunted and there's no justice at all. The wicked outnumber the righteous. They surround them. Judgment is perverted. Pretty bad stuff. Hard to imagine a less desirable combination of circumstances than wrongdoing, trouble, destruction, violence, strife, contention, and on top of all of that, injustice. We're going to look at how God deals with this, how he answers tomorrow on the program. But right now, I just want to rest a moment in Habakkuk's burden, the burden that this man has in his heart, the cry of his heart to his God. See, it's easy to imagine that when we front up to God, we have to put on our Sunday best. We have to make sure we have our act together and be strong and confident and bold, a great man or woman of faith. But here it is in the Old Testament, in the Bible, one of God's own prophets crying out from the wilderness of his despair, sharing with God the deepest burden of his heart. God, look at what's going on here amongst your people. Look at the violence. Look at the wrongdoing. Look at the injustice. God, why are you letting this happen? How long are you going to let this go on? As we're going to see over the coming days on the program, the cry of this man's heart opened him up to a journey of discovery with God. He didn't necessarily discover the things he wanted to discover. God is not going to dance to any man's tune. But by the end of it all, Habakkuk was a profoundly changed man. This man who came crying out to God out of this terrible circumstance, well, this dialogue he has with God changes his heart. It happened because he poured his heart out to God and then dared to listen to what God had to say. And by the end of this book in the Old Testament, Habakkuk is singing God's praises, and yet none of his circumstances have changed. I wonder if there's not something in that for you and for me. Is not always easy. And when you're going through one of those difficult times, it can feel as though you're completely on your own. Frankly, it feels as though God's left you on your own with absolutely no idea of when he's going to show up again. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called When Will God Finally Show Up? And it's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you, listen to this, grow and flourish during the difficult times in your life. And at the end of each chapter, there are some life application questions to help you think through and apply God's word right into the struggles of your life. To request your free copy, stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. Hey, thanks so much for joining me today. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.